Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for black people. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the movement.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the movement. It's been a while, brothers and sisters. It's a lot going on in the world today. It's a lot going on in the world. But brothers and sisters, there's a lot going on in Black America. It's a lot going on with the movement. So bear with me, brothers and sisters. Bear with me. I want to call this one slavery. I want to talk to you, brothers and sisters. I'm going to try to make it as quickly as I can. But I want to talk to you about slavery for Black people in America. So what is slavery in America? So I want to stop right there, and I want you, brothers and sisters, what was slavery in America? Because when most brothers and sisters think about slavery, Black people were slaves and then they got free and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, they came from Africa. But hold on for a second. Slavery wasn't just owning slaves. You had to have a license for slavery. You had to have a certificate for your slave. You had to have, there was taxes to be paid on your slave. There was numbers and licenses. There were all these things to have for us that you had to have for a slave. There were laws. There was legislation made for slavery. Everything in America was based on economics. Laws, government, schools, everything had to be made around slavery. Slavery was America. And this is where I want to take you, brothers and sisters, because people, I'll talk to people in the streets, I'll talk to brothers when I'm in L.A., and we'll talk about it, but this thing of slavery is just it's something that happened, and black people got whipped and stuff, but it's okay. Now, wait a minute. This thing that we're talking about, slavery, was you, my father. I'm 59 years old. My father is still alive today. I talk to my father often. He was a sharecropper in Mississippi for his young life. He would go to school and then come home and go to work sharecropping for the rest of the day. That was real life. That really happened. His father was a full-time sharecropper. His father was obviously a slave. This is real stuff. I know these people. Slavery happened. And because it happened, you are in a certain situation today. Because it happened. Slavery. Slavery, brothers and sisters, is America. If slavery is and was America. Stop. Because what are you free from? If slavery is America, what then are you free from? And then what are you free to do? Stop. Brothers and sisters, people stop me and say, that's racism. Stop. This has nothing to do with racism. It has to do with slavery and freedom from it. If America is and was slavery, and I am now free from slavery, what am I free to do, brothers and sisters? We are free to build our home. And that's what freed slaves should be doing. We are not truly citizens. We are freed slaves. What are freed slaves to do? What should freed slaves be doing once freed? Building their own, brothers and sisters. So I hate to speak to brothers and I, oh, that's racism and this. Brothers and sisters, what is this? What is this thing that we are doing? Is this freedom? That is the end of the story, brothers and sisters. That's the end of the dialogue. Because I have to first, I don't want to say help you understand, because we're not in a position for helping you to understand. This is not for me to debate or try to convince you. The time that we're in now, brothers and sisters, is simply for me to say, here we are now. Here we are now. For those that can see this and say, okay, that's it. That's what we've been waiting for. That's what we've been looking for. Okay, that's it. Because if I have to convince you that this is slavery and you are not free, then I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what to tell you, bro. Other than it's too late for that. We've already had the Farrakhans and the Malcolm X's and the Martin Luther King's and the Fred Hamptons and the Huey P. Newton. We've already, Marcus Garvey, we've already done this. We're here now. We're here now, brothers and sisters. This is for freedom and liberation for black people. That's exactly what this is. So I need for those that are here to completely have a complete understanding of what this is. This is not racism. This is not this. This is not your religion. This is not your spiritual. This is freedom and liberation for black people. But it's just like we said, building our own. How do we go from niggas in LA to building our own? How do we go from niggas in Cincinnati and niggas? How do we go from niggas to building our own? It takes brothers and sisters who don't want to be niggas anymore and who can hear this and say, okay, this is that thing again. This is that thing again that I was telling you about. This is for those who don't want to be niggas anymore. Who can say, you know what? He's absolutely right. It's time to build our own. So what does that mean, brothers and sisters? I don't want to be too vague on this. I want to be very specific, but I don't want to take up too much of your time. 10 minutes is as much as I want to do for. How do we go from here to building our own? One, you have to want to do this, brothers and sisters. You have to be on the path of trying to find out what the hell is going on and how can I be better in myself and how can I put myself in position to participate when it happens. That's who finds the new Black Freedom Movement. You don't accidentally slip upon this. You're looking for a way out. Brothers and sisters. So those are the people that end up in the movement. It's people that want to change. It's people that want to build new. Who people that know, okay, this ain't it. Two, we're going to have to fund it, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to fund it. Please go to thenewblackfreedommovement.com. thenewblackfreedommovement.com and donate to the movement, brothers and sisters, because this is really happening. this thing has to be financed so we can go out there and build our own, so that I could talk to lawyers to figure out how to do these things, to get our paperwork right, to get our attorneys, to get our paperwork right, to get our banking account right, to get our lawyers, to get economic. We got to. This is really happening, brothers and sisters. 2026, I want to have the headquarters in Los Angeles, California, or Normandy, to be exact. I'm looking at Normandy or Figueroa. I'm sorry, Vermont. I want to lease a building annually so we don't have to run around trying to scrap for donations. I want to get the building annually. This is really happening now, brothers and sisters. So please donate to the new blackfreedommovement.com. Support, be a friend of and to the new Black Freedom Movement, brothers and sisters. This is really happening. But at first, I need you to understand, brothers, but that the whole philosophy of this is, first, we have to understand the dynamic in which we are existing. You have to first know and understand, black man, that this thing we are doing is not freedom. One, and two, at the current moment, we are doing nothing to be free. Which leads me to my last question. That stems from here. Do you want to be free? If so, welcome to the movement. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you. This is the new Black Freedom Movement, the movement of freedom and liberation for black people. You coming or what, black man? Are you coming or what?